What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. I'm Summer Lee. And you know what? Before I even introduce my co-host and my partner in crime here, let me just say up front, this is, we're not medical doctors. This isn't medical advice. So having said that, we already had an eventful afternoon, but here is my co-host, Aaron.
Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing today? Hopefully everyone's fine. Aloha Friday, everyone.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
No, go ahead. I don't want this to be a weekly recurring theme on this show, but it takes a lot to do these shows. It shouldn't take a lot to do these shows, but they do. It takes a nation of millions to shut this thing down, because I will leave it at that, because it's going to be a recurring thing. I know it. I just pray that the next episode does not have the precursor that these last two did.
Yeah, we're going to.
I will say, okay, these are technical issues. It kind of, no, it does not have anything to do with fitness. Let's be quite frankly. Mental health? Yeah, I'm still awaiting Summer. You know, whenever we're going to launch that mental health episode series, part 1 to 10.
TBD.
Yeah. So with that said, hello. Aloha Friday. Keep it up. Summer, what are we doing today?
All right. Thank you. I was going to say, when I was planning out this episode, I was thinking it'd be nice if I like just check in and we do a little like, how are you doing? I think we know.
That's out the window.
I think we know how we're doing right now. So anyway, that's okay. So today, what we're going to be talking about, I'll take a step back and say the first couple episodes that we did were more broad. We were doing the first episode was a catch up to see, okay, well, what is the landscape right now for fitness in Hawaii? We discussed at length the whole tiered system for the state of Hawaii. And then the second episode, we were talking more about like social media and some of the what you should be careful of. So I thought today would be useful to do something a little more actionable, something where people can come away with this with like actual steps they can take to kind of improve things. So it is going to be about nutrition during the pandemic, a topic that could be super boring. That's why I wanted to focus on stuff, like I said, actionable, specific stuff that you folks can do. And my hope is, again, as always, things that I thought were interesting or helpful, throw it to Aaron to see what he thinks. Because like he said in the preview episode way back when, he was saying, you know, that he's got that kind of real world experience. Dealing with clients and stuff like that. So that's why I thought that would be useful. So
okay.
That was the whole intent of this episode.
All right. So
before I go into some of the stuff I was thinking about, maybe Aaron, and does anything come, you know, like off the top of the head that you think you kind of thought about in terms of with your own clients when it comes to this kind of stuff where you're not saying here's the whole full breakdown of the diet and the nutrition plan, but like little tidbits of stuff.
Eating is always not the first thing that's brought up when meeting a new person to coach or train.
Yeah.
It's always going into the realm of why are you here? Once you find out why that person is here, why, or if you joined the gym, why did you join? Why are you here? Then they're going to give a reason. And then from that reason, you go and venture into another question of, well, why is that? Why is that? And it's always going to be the exercise related. Haven't worked out before, you go into those realms. And then talking about the program itself, talking about the exercises and being able to make it to the gym, being able to make it frequently, right? Because it's frequency, intensity, and time.
Yeah.
Consistency, right? That's the FIT principle, everyone.
Right.
Shout out textbooks and shout out your water with this lovely sticker on there. So when you have that all set up in the first realm, the part two is always going to be food always comes up second for some reason, about 90% of the time. Yeah. I don't know if, why that's the case. Maybe it's psychological where they just don't want to reveal to the trainer person what they're really mm-hmm. eating. And they're embarrassed mm-hmm. to tell the person what okay. they're eating. And I get that. That's totally, I mean, because yeah. no one's eating 100% clean. I'm sorry. There is no one eating 100% clean of everything. So they're going to be embarrassed to say that. So then that's where it comes into where the food is like a secondary or third topic being brought up. Mm-hmm. And they're going to always, the first question they're going to ask you is going to be like, so what do I need to do to eat? What do I eat? What am I supposed to eat? Can you tell me what to eat? And then you have to go into what you said. A trainer cannot prescribe a meal plan.
Right.
Only a nutritionist can prescribe a meal plan. You can set the path for them. You can generalize, but you can't get specific. You're eating 5 ounces of this and you're going to eat 2 ounces of that. You cannot do that.
Right.
Any trainer does that, good luck and hope you got a good policy. Because it's not legal.
Insurance right? policy is what you mean, right?
Right. Yeah. I couldn't think of another policy. Shit. So insurance policy, liability. Okay. It's all about liability. So that is the thing you got to look at when you want to be that extra person and say, oh, I can create a meal plan for you. Oh, I've done bodybuilding. So therefore, I can do a meal plan for anybody. Good luck, guy or gal. Because you don't take into account allergies, you don't take into account digestive, you don't take into account just the internal health of the person that you just don't know. You're just going to generalize, say, okay, we need to eat a chicken breast here and a broccoli there. You can't be doing that. So as a trainer and as a person seeking help from a trainer in regards to nutrition, know that that is going to be the parameters that they are going to have to be in with yourself.
Yes.
And that is the thing that you got to look at. So then you look at the general topics of food itself. And then that kind of leads to that, right? And then you obviously ask that person follow-up questions of, well, do they eat, do they drink alcohol or not? Do they go out to eat a lot? How many times they go out to eat a lot? Are they able to cook? Do they know how to cook? Do they have a spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend that cooks too? And
that all matters, right?
Big questions. Because if you're trying to get healthy and then you have a boyfriend or girlfriend that don't give a shit, that's usually the case with a lot of these couples, I tell you. That's going to hinder.
You see that a lot.
That's a ton of them. It's always going to be one is super fit, one is not.
Really?
One gives a shit, one don't. Very rarely you see two people that give a shit. You rarely see that. That's why it's usually that one person going to see the trainer. It's usually that one woman that's or one man that's going to go and hire the trainer because they personally feel like they need to lose weight, get stronger, whatever. But it's the spouse that kind of, sometimes they join in and they'll be a part of it. But usually it's one or the other. I'll say, a good strong percentage. If it's the husband that's a hardcore workout guy, the gal, the wife, not as much. And then vice versa. Usually the wife is really fit.
Yeah.
And then the spouse, usually. Not everyone.
That makes your job so much harder.
So then you got to look at that. Because then you got to look at, can this person that lives with that person that's my client, can that be a good support system for that person?
Yes.
If client decides to now eat clean, and you can't take into account kids too. We didn't even mention kids yet. If this woman is got two kids and the husband, she got to cook for the kids and she got to cook for the husband. She got to cook for her. If she's trying to cook clean for her, she's still got to make food for the family where they're not going to resonate to wanting to eat clean too. And then what do you got to do? Then you got to make two different kind of things, right? Then you got to make your clean.
Is that feasible?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Very difficult. Very difficult for ask any mother.
Just don't have kids and don't be married. Is that what you're saying? And then you can be fit.
Bottom line, you stay alone, live alone, die alone. All right. That's what it all comes down to be. All right.
That's all you got to do.
It's a crooked path. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay.
It's realistic.
Wow. What advice is this? Right. This is going to get dark. Just live alone.
Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts.
With Aloha Friday. As I'm wearing an Everyday Better shirt.
I know.
Isn't this like the most like... irony?
Yeah, you're so ironic, dude.
I'm telling you all to just live your life and be alone. Because it's not gonna be feasible.
Nobody.
I mean, it's so easy, everybody be doing it. But the eating, I get it. Everybody, it's a struggle. It really is a struggle. It's a struggle for myself. It's a struggle for every. And so when you delve into this topic of nutrition, it can be boring, like you said, because people like to not want to talk about it. People want to avoid the topic. People are just like, there's people that be like, they know, but then they don't know. Like, they know this is bad for you, but they're eating anyway.
Conceptually, they know it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Some people, me, honestly don't know. And that's fine. But it's a topic that people do not like to talk about or research at all because it is boring and it's something that they don't want to know. Like, you could have a top scientist, you could have a top doctor. Clients in general, clients would be very intelligent people that come in and walk through the door, and they're doctors, lawyers, and they don't know anything about
nutrition. Right.
They just don't care. They put it, block it out of their mind.
You're right. There's been so many times when I've mentioned a macronutrient there, and I've had very smart people be like, what? What did you just say?
They're not going to know what that is, right?
Like, oh, okay. You don't know. No. That's fine. And it's fine. That's fine. But yeah. Okay.
So that's how you kind of tackle this topic is like, you can go into specifics of what is what. I mean, you can go into like a, did you, you know, maybe you did know, maybe you didn't know, what is what is good fats, bad fats. Like, you know, I get it, but it comes down to the interest and wanting to be aware of the nutrition food world.
Right.
Really know what you're eating every day. And do you keep track of what you're eating every day? Not saying you have to write it down, but just have a general awareness in your head that food is on your mind in a way where, if I ate bad on Monday, make sure I eat better and better on Tuesday and Wednesday rather than eating bad Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for example.
It's kind of like what we were mentioning last episode with just being mindful of your social media consumption. You got to be mindful of your actual physical nutritional consumption too, right?
Of course. Yeah. So
I think that's a really good point. It's you're dealing as somebody who's on the front lines of trying to get people fit and healthy. You're dealing with the realities of it, right? Because you're not going to always be having clients that are single, childless, 20-year-olds who don't have like a demanding career, right?
Okay. So you bring up the description of a client. Okay. So this is what I see.
Okay.
Right. You do see the single ones because you got to keep in mind the single ones don't want to be single. They want to go find a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they want to look good.
Right.
So therefore they will. And if they, of course they have to have the money to afford situation. So you will have single women and men getting a trainer because of the fact of they want to look good so that they can look good going out and be attractive to and find somebody, you know, to date. That's always a given. Mm-hmm. You always have the one that was looked attractive before, had the kids, gained the weight, and then wants to go back down to losing the weight again and getting back to where they were. You have that demographic, right?
Pre-pregnancy bod.
Right. And these are all going to be people looking around the realm of we got over 30 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at that's the prime time demographic. Anybody that's under 30, you may have that diamond in the rough that actually likes to work out and whatnot, but it's really going to be for two things. I mean, I hate to generalize and, you know, but it's going to be vanity.
Yeah.
They want to look good. They want to look good in a bikini. They want to look good shirtless, right? It's that. It's rarely for health, some will say, but it's, you know, majority for a person under 30 is going to be that.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see. Right. And then with that comes commitment issues for a younger person.
Yeah.
Will they show up to the session or not? Will they follow the eating situation or not? You got to guide them as if you were 30 and under as well. And what their mindset is going to be going into this, some coming to see you. So you need to adapt to that person's age. You have to.
You have to have that empathy to do that, right?
You have to have the empathy, and you still guide them as an older person, of course, but then you got to understand where their mind is and how will they relate to my older self telling them what to
do. Right.
And they got to understand it, right? they'll understand that I'm older, and they'll think that I'm older because I'm older and I'm wiser or whatnot. But then still, yet I gotta know, why is this person going to be going, getting hungover every day, partying every night? Will they make it to the session? You know, there's those factors, but with someone under 30, right?
Right.
Stereotypically. Right. Then you got the 35 to 41 who may still be single. May have had a baby, may have had slowly health problems.
Yeah.
And then you got those three demos, and they're going to want to go and figure themselves out, and they're most likely going to want to lose weight. So then when they want to lose weight, then they got to go worried about the food. And then when they think about food, they're always going to come back and tell you, I used to, you know, when I was under 30, I used to eat everything, and I never gained weight. I could just eat whatever. But then now I can't. Yeah. Well, it's like, it's so weird. You're going to hear a lot of that.
I don't know why.
It's exactly. So weird. They don't realize there's things called age. Age never wins. It never loses. Age is undefeated.
Yeah.
So these guys are all wondering what the hell's going on with me, right? And then they're going into all of that spectrum of just what do I do? What do I? And we're shocked. I used to drink all the day. And you're gonna deal a lot of those guys, and you gotta be able to talk them down and be like, hey, you're getting old.
Okay? Yeah.
That's it.
Look, Methuselah.
Don't sugarcoat this. All right. And then you got the 40 to 50 year olds who are going to be realizing that maybe you have a demographic of a person who's never worked out before in his life or her life. And then they get health issues because they've been eating like shit all the way through till 40 and not giving a shit because it didn't matter because they're young. But then now they're 40. And then the doctor's telling them, okay, your cholesterol's up now. Your blood pressure's up now. It's never been like that before.
You're pre-diabetic, whatever.
Pre-diabetic. And then it hits them and it realizes, yep, they're 40 and they got to figure it out. And then you have those people signing up for a trainer. And then that's a whole other role because they've never worked out before. Then you got to figure that out. And that goes up all the way to 50, 55, even 60-year-olds that have never worked out before. A businessman, for example, never worked out, focusing on business, right? Focusing on work all day through. Never do nothing. Just go happy hour every night. And then doctors telling them, you got some medical problems. You're going to die.
You're going to die of stress, if anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And then what? And then it's understanding the demographic, which will get you to understand the nutrition needs and where they stand. Their psyche and why do they eat too is a thing. They eat because of stress, like you just said.
Yep.
Maybe because the guy is stressed out. So, you know, rather than smoking, he drinks a lot, or rather than drinks a lot, he eats a lot, or all three.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever that coping mechanism is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same for a woman that's stressed. Same for a man that's stressed. Same for a woman that has a child, many children. What are they doing?
We self-medicate however we do it, right?
Exactly. So that's what you're going to be finding, and you're going to be finding a lot of that. So it's a complex situation,
but it's that's actually a good segue into what I did want to talk about, because you're talking about psyche, you're talking about psychology and the personalities of the demographics, and I remember reading something, and I apologize, I don't remember where I read it, but basically this one nutritionist was saying, well, one of the things that she always likes to talk about is that it's really behavior change. It is psychology. It's behavior that you're trying to address when you talk about healthy eating.
Right.
Because like you mentioned, Aaron, I think most people know we're not supposed to eat candy every day, and we're not supposed to drink soda every day. We get it. We do know that, but we still do it. So that clearly means it's not that we, for a lot of people, it's not that we don't know it's bad. It's just we don't know how to change the behavior.
How to turn it off.
Is that pretty fair to say?
Yeah. It's when you go into the psyche of these people, a person that likes to reward themselves comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
A person that likes to reward themselves like a dog, get a treat. And then they say, I deserve it. Oh, I had a long day at work. I deserve this.
Yeah, I've done it.
Right. And then boomerang you with dessert, you know, and he's doing that. They do it.
Yeah.
And so you and it's a coping mechanism again. And it's a stress relief mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at that person's psyche. What does that person do for a living, and his or her work schedule? And why do they go directly to the happy hour, go directly to the dessert, go directly to just go get, you know, a perv donut? It's what it is. And then do they work out enough? And then that's where they will come, where the trainer will come into play, or the person works out on their own.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that psyche. Does the person work out after work, or does the person go get dessert after work?
Yeah.
Does the person, all right, work out or go happy hour? What does the guy do?
And you're doing a lot of kind of teasing that out and investigating really in your role, because you have to figure that out, right? If you're trying to.
Oh, yeah. So then it'll come down to, when do you schedule the person to work out? Usually everybody likes to work out in the morning because they get to work out in the morning because they like to get it over with. Right. I get it. And then they go to work right after. And I can't go work out after work because I'm so tired already. And I'm like, go to happy hour.
All of the benefits I got from the morning, let me negate it by immediately going to a bar. See,
a lot of people say that. A lot of people don't want to work out in the afternoon. And I get it. It's the afternoon. It's just your energy has been expended throughout the morning, whatever you've been doing. I get it. But will you be able to substitute something out in that said afternoon that will be beneficial to what your goal is, to what your goal that you're trying to attain to? Will that be beneficial? You can work out in the morning all you want, 4 a.m, 3 a.m, 2 a.m, all you want. Good luck. But then if you're going to go work and then you're going to go meet somebody after work for happy hour. And if you got meetings where you just have to go to happy hour and you have networking things to do and mixers you got to do, you better watch out.
Yeah.
It's going to totally screw everything up. And then in turn, if you're going to be drinking out late, then that's going to screw up your morning the next day. And then you're not going to be able to work out. And then you cause a ripple effect that shuts the whole thing down.
Oh, yeah. It's a negative cascade effect. Yeah.
Right.
It really is. What are you doing those other 23 hours you're not in the gym? That really.
Exactly. And that's where nutrition comes in. Because a trainer only sees you for 1 hour, maybe a little bit more, but it's usually 1 hour a day. A person usually works out for the most part an average of an hour or so a day. If you're regular,
I go longer because I'm committed.
Because you're a nerd. But the bottom line,
I don't work out more than an hour a day.
You're working out like at least 69 minutes. But I'm just saying, the general public works out about an hour or less.
Yes.
Give or take. And then after that, you got 20 something hours left to do. And in the 20 something hours left to do, what are you going to do?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Right. Are you sitting down, sleeping, toilet, eating? How much are you eating?
Mm-hmm. How much are you drinking? What are you eating? What are you drinking?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is that. And then people that live with you, the people that do not live with you, boyfriend, girlfriend, kids. How is that all coming into play? If you're going to go get the kids McDonald's, you're going to get the kids all a bunch of stuff. Are you going to get something for yourself too? Just because I'm just here. You know, I might as well.
Might as well. You end up finishing the leftovers from your kids.
There is that.
So like, I don't have kids, but when I would like babysit and stuff like that, I found myself doing it too. Like, well, it's right there. I'll just finish the fries. I don't want to waste. That's always the thing, right? I don't want to waste.
Exactly.
I'll drink this. I'll finish this. Yeah.
So you segue this perfectly, because that was the next point.
Mm-hmm.
What is in your house? What is in your world? What kind of food do you have in your world? That is going to be the issue. You're buying McDonald's for your kids, right? A good chance you're going to be taking some McDonald's from the kids or leftovers or what have you. And then it's in the house and it's not good for you. And it's in the house. What kind of snacks do you have in the house? What kind of food in general? Liquor, everything. Go down the line.
Yeah,
that's a factor that is in your world. And it's going to be convenient because it's right there. And then you're going to grab it. And then you're going to eat one going to turn to 30. And then what? So that's what you need to look at for nutrition as well. What are the foods that you have in your house? What are the foods that are giving you the biggest problems, and you got to get them out of there?
You do. You totally do. Eliminate. I mean, I do that. I don't have any junk food in my condo because I'm going to demolish it.
Exactly.
So I just don't have it.
Forced. Yeah. You got to. It's a will. Of course, willpower is big in that one, but just need to put the restraint on that. That is one thing that is going to be the only one that you're going to have to probably force yourself to do. Because it's going to be one that you're just going to have to do it because it's going to bite you in the ass.
But it's a one-time expenditure of like that willpower, right? Because willpower is a diminishing thing. You don't have unlimited willpower. And I think that's the key is if you just get it out of your house, you don't have to have willpower because you just physically don't have it. And if you want it, you have to get in your car, drive to
Exactly.
Is that what Purvey? How do you say that donut place? And more importantly, I haven't been there yet, and I am going to go there eventually.
Okay, shout out to the owners of Purvey. I don't want to call them out, Breon, but I'm just saying they called it Purvey. Okay. We all know it says it looks like it's Perv. They're a bunch of jokers. I'm going to say right now, you ain't watching this, you guys, but I know what you guys are doing from day one, all right? It's Purvey Donuts officially, but they're right. Two jokers. It's Pervert Donuts.
Okay. But yeah, that's so anyway, the whole thing, all right? You have to physically go in your car,
go down there to get it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's enough of a barrier. So you don't have to have willpower. You don't have it. Exactly. You're not going to eat it.
And what do you think is the problem with the whole lockdown? People getting takeout, people getting delivery, DoorDash, Bike Squad, all this stuff. And it's all convenient, right? They just order off the phone to L&L, and then boom, comes right there, knocking the door.
I have it. Yeah.
So it's made it harder, right? And that's why people are all gaining weight during this whole lockdown thing. Everybody's getting out of shape, and plus nobody's working out, right? So they can go to the gym. So there's that. So then you have the food that's coming back into the house in that sense. So you have that realm of train of thought while you're trying to eliminate the food that you already have in the house that's bad.
Yeah.
You got to go for it. And then for the people out there that get gifts, if you're a doctor and then you're getting gifts from your patients and they go, here, manapua for you. Here, donut for you. Don't take it home.
No.
Do what you got to do to just force. That's another forced will. You're going to have to just really force to give it away to someone else, which is always kind of shitty because like it's kind of you're giving it away to somebody else where they gave it to you. Like you're giving it like a dozen mana pool, but you're giving it away to other people. So like you're telling them, you know what? You guys can go fuck yourselves over. I'm not. It's kind of
want to be fat.
Right. It's like, I don't want to be fat, but then you're getting there. Right. Why don't you go get some of this? It's just
you're fatty. Take this.
Right. When you get food gifts and then you don't want to eat it because you know yourself personally, you shouldn't be eating it. So you give it to someone else. It's like you're giving them a time bomb. You know, like, I don't want this bomb to go off. You can go blow it up. It's a strange thing. But yeah, but you got those people.
Yeah.
People get gifts. Give them away to people and let them die. I don't know.
Well, you're giving them the choice of whether they want to eat the calorie bomb. Maybe just
they'll switch it to the next person. The next person will just be like a revolving, like a hacky sack. Yeah. Hot potato thing.
Somebody will eventually take it.
I guess, and good luck to them. But it's just a thing. I mean, and plus, of course, you got the one person who's going to take one, right? Oh, they got me 12 dozen. They got me dozen manapua. I should at least have one.
Yeah.
Right. And then what do you do? And then in essence, okay, not to make this sound like it's a wholly strict thing. I mean, if you have one, okay.
Yeah.
But just know where you stand in what you're trying to do. If all you do is bitch about trying to lose weight, and then here you are going to eat manapua and you're like, oh, just have one. I deserve it. Okay. Just know that you're not going to be doing any other kind of bullshit the rest of the night or the rest of the tomorrow or the day after.
Right, right.
It's really planning and organizing your head of what to do when it comes to eating. You know, it's really that. Knowing where you stand every day, every
absolutely.
Time
of day. But I think also to that point, it does get easier the more you do it. I know for some people who are not familiar with this about being mindful of your eating and taking that mental accounting, it seems like why would I even bother? But really, the more you do it, like anything, it becomes second nature. I promise you, if that's the case for myself, you just kind of get a better feel for it. So just don't worry if you're out there and you're like, this sounds like too much work. There's a learning curve, but you get over it pretty quick, I think.
Right. No, definitely. Yeah. It does come easier. Mm-hmm. This may sound complicated and it is, but then it'll come much like any type of practice. You keep practicing and you're just going to know. It's going to be in your head, ready to go. It's a priority. It becomes a priority. And when things become a priority, you're going to know.
Yes.
You're going to remember what you got to do. You know, you're going to remember if you're working computer, how to turn on this program to use this formula to do that for work. You're just going to know it by head. Because you just got it locked in. It's the same. So that's, I just sound very, like I'm giving like complicated advice. Does it sound right to you?
Somewhere? I think, I think from your perspective, well, I think that's the tricky part, right? When you're an expert in whatever the field is, it's the tricky part is how do I impart what I know in my brain to somebody who's a beginner.
Correct.
Who doesn't know all of this stuff. So I mean, that's always my problem with my school stuff, you know, trying to explain the stock market without using jargon and,
of course,
word salad. Right. So, but I think what you said is true. It's a psychological thing and it's prioritization. But let me share with you this. I was going to just say what you think, because I have some things that I think personally are stuff that people could look at in terms of improving their what they eat or drink. So it's not going to be specific. It's just general stuff.
Okay. So you're just going to throw out different scenarios, or what do you think?
Like some suggestions that I would give to somebody if they just said, broadly speaking, I want to be more healthy. Like if they, I've had people many times in my life be like, oh, Summer, you're very active and physical. Like, right. what are you doing to be so fit or whatever?
Okay.
So here's the first one. So this is my tip, is minimizing drinks with calories in it.
Okay.
So here's my take on it. I personally hate wasting my, I guess, like my budget of calories for the day on drinks with calories. I hate it.
AKA it really water.
Bugs me. Yeah, so I basically just drink water and black coffee.
There we go.
Now, having said that, I think going back to that mindfulness that we keep talking about is important. So what I mean by that is, if you clearly love your Frappuccino or whatever, right, and you just love it, it's like what you look, you can't wait to eat it, drink it or whatever.
Right.
Then fine. Okay. But if you're like, I don't know, I'll get a boba tea, and you don't love it, don't do it because it's just the worst. Okay. Right. What do you think, Aaron?
It makes total sense. I mean, don't drink anything with any calories. That's as straightforward as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's getting people to drink water, and getting people to drink water is a phenomenon in itself. Because it's not as cut and dry. That could be a pun for water. It's not as cut and dry for water as it could be as you're drinking your, is that your protein water?
Look, I don't always drink the protein water, okay?
But you have a weekly occurring thing of drinking out of a straw, which you can because you're a woman, but I'm just
wanting to. Yes, I am a woman. I'm not drinking it now because I drank it earlier. That's why I'm just drinking water.
All right, good scheduling. Water, of course, is the best thing. Water is not a fan of many. many are not a fan of water, I'm sorry, because it's just
water loves everybody. They want taste.
Right. They want taste. They want to drink something with taste. They want something to drink with carbonation. They want something to drink that's sweet. All of this stuff, factors come into play.
Yeah.
I mean, so it comes down to, why are you drinking what you are?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the value of what you're drinking? Why do you like it? Like you say, you drink black coffee. Okay, I drink black coffee as well.
Right.
I drink cold brew. And
right.
I don't like hot drinks. So then I just get the cold brew. Right. I'm tired of just, you know, burning my tongue, and I don't want to deal with it. So I just drink the cold brew with no sugar, no cream or nothing, because I'm just using it for caffeine.
All right, let's not be crazy. Okay. Coffee is amazing.
Depending which one you get. Shout out to Nitro Cold Brew at Ali'i Coffee. But I'm just saying, I digress again. You get the cold brew. I just get the black, no sugar, no cream, nothing, just to get the caffeine going again. And that's it. And I drink water.
Yep.
If you have digestion issues, there's other things people drink too, right? You got like the guys with the ginger tea. You get the kombucha tea people. You got all those guys. You got that. You got the energy drink guys that don't like coffee, or I don't know what the reasoning for it. Maybe they just want something sweeter, and then they go get the Monsters. They go get the Red Bulls. They go get those things, and then they get them with the sugar, and they get them sometimes without the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And right, because then they feel like the without the sugar ones are more justified. And then some people say, like myself, like if I drink a Monster with sugar, I crash immediately because the sugar high is so strong.
Oh, it peaks.
I'm ready to fall asleep. Yeah, I just really feel drained. So okay. I haven't drank those in years because of that. So that's why I moved to coffee.
Okay.
But people love them. And then what do you have for those guys? You know, then you have the Frappuccino guys. Then you got the soda guys. And then you got the people who are saying like, oh, well, we can have a Diet Coke once in a while, right? We can have Diet Pepsi once in a while, right? I have never, I won't say I have never, but in majority of the people that I've seen who are heavily into Diet Coke and Pepsi, they are not in shape. They are not in a good place. You see people on the heavier side or overweight always drinking a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Soda along with the other food that is not good for them to justify that, well, I'm doing a diet soda, so then it must be okay because there's no calories while I eat my, you know, katsu curry. So you got those guys. And then we have to even discuss diet sodas have all of the sweeteners, and a lot of those sweeteners are from back in the day, like aspartame and whatnot. That's evolved into all these other things, but that triggers a mechanism in your brain that to make you want to crave sweets more.
I've heard
But indirectly screws you up if you're drinking that all the time. It makes you get more excited once you get something with sweets.
Okay.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So then you have the chemical factor. The monster's full of chemical factor. You know, I'm not talking about creatine in here. They're talking about all kinds of different chemicals in here that's like turn shit different color if you pour it on them or stuff. You know, like burning BCAAs, metal.
Right.
Exactly. BCA all day. But you have all of this stuff. So it's like it comes on. What is this person drinking for? Why does that person go to the green tea that's in that long can for like a dollar? I don't even know what the hell that's called.
Arizona
tea. Why do they drink that all the time?
For 99 right? cents.
99 cents. Right. The Gatorade people, the Powerade people.
Yeah.
You got all these guys. They play video games all day. They're drinking Powerade because they think they're an athlete playing Fortnite all day. So they have to have a Powerade just to say they have a Powerade. And that's nothing. Right. Yeah. So then you have all this. It's very convoluted again. So then you got to delve into with that client or person or yourself. Why do you drink what you drink?
Yeah.
You are a fitness person, Summer. You're drinking water. You're drinking black coffee. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You're not going to hear somebody that's a fit person supreme that's going to be go drinking the 99 cents Arizona iced tea. And who knows what else, right? And
or the macchiato, frappiato, whatever.
Those pre-made in the 7-Eleven, right? All of those stuff at 7-Eleven, the majority of them is going to be trash. It's just sugar.
Right? Yeah.
And fat too, some of them. Frappuccinos and all that.
Yeah.
So once again, it's you got to look at what is triggering you to drink. We're not talking about alcohol yet, but that is triggering you to drink. These things
definitely
you say you want to do one thing with yourself, but then you're hindering it the other way. So it comes down to how bad you want it too,
right?
Much like food, you want to lose weight, you gotta put the work in, and you gotta put the mindset in and get your mindset to switch. And drinks is a big factor, because drinks is the easiest way to put calories.
Yeah,
because that's smoothies. We could talk about smoothies is a big trap. That's a big trap.
Gang, Jamba Juice is not healthy, okay? Jamba Juice is not healthy. It's sugar. Can I just say that?
Yes. All smoothies are going to be high in sugar. With these fruit smoothies are going to be high in sugar. I mean, of course, you have the protein smoothie. That's a different tier because, you know, you have the protein powder. But it's still, you're not digesting any of this. The thing you drink, it goes right to you. That's why you get bloated. That's why you're going to have all these digestive problems where you feel like you're bloated. You feel like you're retaining water. Yes. Because you're not digesting it.
Right.
Oh, but it's fruit. No, but you need to eat the fruit. Because the fruit has the fiber in it. So you need to chew the food.
Yeah.
Chew it all. And then it'll digest slower and you won't feel bloated. And then you'll get the actual benefits of the fruit itself rather than just doing this, you know, fruit smoothie with like 10 different things in there. Acai smoothie. That's got like 20 different fruits in there. And even that, that's a trap. It's a sugar trap.
Yeah, acai bowls, gang. That's a dessert. That's not a snack. It's not a healthy snack. It's a dessert.
All these people, all right, love
this acai bowl. Talk about a con job. It's amazing.
It's a great con job. It's a great marketing ploy. You show fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit gives it credibility. Yes. It gives it the healthy credibility. Look, guys, it's fruit. It's fruit in a bowl.
And then what do they do?
They blend the fruit. Or they get the acai bowl. Because acai is the greatest thing ever. It's the messiah of the world that's just arrived. And everybody's got to get the acai because it cures everything. It's great for everything, right?
It's a superfood.
So you get the acai.
It's a superfood.
Superfood, yes, thank you. And then you got to put a bunch of bananas on it. You put a bunch of fruit on it. Put kiwi, put whatever on it. And you have this huge mounting bowl.
And
you got a granola, right?
Because granola is healthy, right?
That's all. Put it, exactly. It turns into just a big dessert. Why restaurants don't sell acai bowls for like their dessert menu boggles the mind, because that's what it is. And these people are doing this in the morning, and they think they're going to be all right. They have all the sugar in the morning, and they're going to go to their desk job and sit there and not do anything about it.
And then do a TPS report.
Thank you.
High on sugar.
Space. And then they're going to go and sit, do nothing. And then they're not going to burn any of the sugar off. And then they're going to turn into a crashing situation. And then they're going to feel lethargic because they didn't do any protein to balance this stuff. And then they have to 10 a.m., 11 a.m. I'm feeling kind of crashing right now. What should I do? You know, maybe I should just go get a sandwich or something. And then they get that, and it's a trickle down effect of the day.
Yeah.
Or maybe I get caffeine and then I go get my soda. So then we get soda back into play. Monsters back into play coming at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, right? 5 hour energy. People doing those stuff. It's how you set yourself up. It's how you set yourself up. And that's a big factor. With drinks, with these smoothies, acai bowls. Look at what are you trying to do? Why are you getting these things? Why? Always ask why. Always ask questions. Why do I like it? Because it tastes good. Okay, great answer.
Right.
Do you know why it tastes good, right? Because it's sweet. You like sweets, don't you? And I do.
That's
what we got to figure out, right? And then that's what we got to hone in on. Okay, you have a sweet tooth. That's not the best thing to have when you're trying to lose weight right now.
Yeah.
So then that's where you got to work together. And then you got to have that discussion to discuss the person like sweets and setting that person up. Same with the person who doesn't like sweets. That's another one.
Those chip snackers, the savory guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they can destroy pretzels and chips and stuff. I've seen it. It's intense.
The number one thing along with that is that I hear all the time from, this is a major one that I never got into as myself personally, but everybody does this, is cheese and crackers. People love cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. People love to do cheese and put it on the cracker, like Triscuit, put it on the wheat thins, you know?
It's killer, man.
A lot of people they love it.
It's good. I get it. I totally get it.
But then they do that as their dinner.
Yeah.
They do that as the meal, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you just got fat and sugar and carbs.
Yeah.
All together in one package.
You just mainlined it. Yeah.
And dairy. We didn't even discuss dairy. Yeah. Do or do not do dairy. That's a whole other, damn it. How long have we been on this thing? It's like an hour at least.
I know. We could literally do like 3 podcasts on dairy.
There has to be a part 2. Right. Because dairy. Yeah, yeah. And we get dairy in women. Dairy in women has been always a topic that goes back and forth. Should women do dairy? Should women not do dairy? We have osteoporosis. We have calcium.
Yeah.
All the situation. But then people can't digest dairy. Hashtag Asian. Right? And then you got those guys. So what do you do? And then what kind of dairy do you go for? Do you go for the almond milk? Do you go for the coconut milk? Do you go for the regular milk?
There's the soy. And that's another one. It's like
the famous soy milk.
The famous soy.
Right. And that's what a person needs to find out too. A lot of people don't check on that to see how their body reacts to dairy.
Yes.
It's amazing what you find out, because if you go and get that checked, that could be the factor that's causing you to lose weight, to gain weight and to not lose weight.
It could be the game changer. Yeah.
Yes. I've seen women who were overweight and all they did was just stop dairy. Weight comes right off. Seen it.
Yeah.
And it's a thing. And that is a factor that is not really talked about. It is, but I don't know if people should check. More people should check that more often to see if they have a digestive problem with dairy.
Yeah.
And then you go with, if you find that out, then that probably will explain a lot of stuff about that person. If they're doing yogurt in the morning or not.
Yeah.
A lot of the Greek yogurt people, that's always a trendy thing, right? I do my Greek yogurt and I put my granola.
Yeah.
I do that but if you're doing that, why are you doing it?
Right.
Are you doing it for the calcium? Are you doing it for the protein? Are you doing it because it tastes good? Are you digesting well after that? Are you okay?
Check in with yourself. How do I feel after eating this? It's shocking how people don't do that and ask themselves, how do I feel?
I hope they, more people do.
Yeah.
Because then you have those people that love the yogurt in the morning.
Yeah.
And they love the yogurt for the protein factor. I got it. But
right.
Is that enough? Is that helping or hurting what you're trying to do with your goals of your body? And then there's that factor with dairy. Then you got the guys at dinner with doing the cheese and crackers. A lot of people do cheese and crackers, which is I don't know if that's surprising or what, but people, if they're watching, I don't know if you guys love doing it too. They, you know, people do the charcuterie board.
A charcuterie board, yeah.
With the cheese and wine. I get it, right?
And the people love that and stuff.
Meats and variety of fruits and stuff. It's a factor. It's very high calorie. It's a factor. It's something that should not be done, you know, every day. But people do this every
day. People do it.
And
I think it might lend itself really well to the whole, like, I'm going to Netflix and just snack.
Exactly. It's another form of snacking.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this little bite-sized thing. You don't think you're actually eating a meal and you blink and you ate the whole box of Triscuits and the whole Tillamook block of cheddar.
Exactly. Exactly. Shout out that brand. That was.
I said it
right. What you just said.
Did I just do something racist? I hope not.
Too late now.
Oh, well.
At this point, once again, as said earlier, doesn't matter. But that's a thing. It's a big thing that people just go to it. The convenience is what I'm saying is the thing. Is like people like convenience. They like to just grab and go. They like to sit and just be able to. Throw it in, and easy.
Yeah.
Cheese and crackers is easy. Yogurt, smoothie.
It's okay to go for convenience. You know, I think if you can try to make convenience work for you, that would be great. Yeah. In the sense of, like, I remember when people were shitting on the fact that Costco had those pre-hard-boiled eggs in the package. Did you ever see that? It was like a big bag. And and I'm like, I get it. It's kind of ridiculous because it doesn't take that long to hard boil eggs, but I don't hard boil eggs and I love hard boiled eggs. Like, I would buy that if
I didn't have. No, I get what you're saying.
My mom makes it for me because she knows I'm not going to do it. That's right, gang. My mom does it for me. And I'm a woman who's an adult.
Well, you're still in school, so.
Yeah. So it's okay. So it's okay.
Jeepers,
yeah.
Mom.
Gosh, mom. Yeah. I don't want Lunchables. No.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just saying,
that's a good convenience.
Convenience work for you. Like, if it means buying the pre-cut carrots and the celery, just do it. Who cares? If you have the money to do it, then just do it. If it means it's going to help.
Okay, so this puts you segue to the happy ending of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Convenience. Okay, convenience can be your friend. Convenience, when done correctly, can be your friend.
Yes.
That is where you look at the hard-boiled eggs. That's where you look at the thing that we haven't talked about that should be talked about now. Meal prepping.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they want to do it. Everybody says they do it. Everybody cringes that they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody's pissed off that they have to do it.
Yep.
I get it. It's meaning you're going to have to spend, right, a couple hours, 3 hours cooking a bunch of shit, getting your Tupperware all ready.
What, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday? Okay, I got Monday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Exactly. I got to go lunch. I got to go dinner. I got to do this. I got to do that. I get it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not easy. But that is how you can make your week. You're foreshadowing your future here with the meal planning. You cooking Sunday just so that you can be convenient Thursday.
You don't have to think about anything.
Think of it that way.
Yeah. You're buying yourself time.
That way. And then for the people that have cash, to buy the pre-cut carrots, you have websites locally that do the meal prepping for you, that will make the meals for you, and then they can deliver to your house, or you can pick them up. But you'll have meals ready to go from a person cooking that changes the menu every week. So then you have that said variety, you have it in said portion size, and it's all the things that you would necessarily not buy or even cook. Like, you'd have the steak with the steamed broccoli and things, stuff that you wouldn't necessarily
do. Quinoa or the couscous or whatever.
Exactly. So then if you need to pay for that extra benefit for convenience, people love to pay for convenience, I think. Why not pay for convenience in that factor? Do it.
It could change your life. Like, I'm not kidding. It really could.
It will change your life because you're now on a plan of a meal plan situation to go all the way back to the beginning of this thing. The meal plan, that could be it because they're cooking it for you. They're not telling you what to eat. So you choose what meal to get from this said company.
Yes.
And then you pick them out. If they have a steak thing, they have a chicken thing and a fish thing. Okay. If you don't eat fish, okay. Go get the fish thing.
No fish. I hate seafood. No. Yeah, I said it. Hashtag no seafood. Okay.
I have nothing for that one.
Where are we? You're not going to social. That's what's happening now.
You're not,
are we canceling the show?
We're not going to social sushi Sunday. Social sushi Saturday. Say that three times. Social sushi Saturday.
Social.
You don't even eat sushi. You can't say sushi. But anyway, you're not going to go. I'm not inviting you now officially. We're not going to go once some joints open up. But that's the convenience factor. But yeah, too late.
Yes.
One line to these. I mean, there's a lot of them. You just look, go Google or go on your DuckDuckGoose. Yes. Shout out to people who use that search engine. And look up these food locally. Instagram got them too. Facebook got them too. But you just look up Hawaii meal fit for you, fit for life, meal prep for you. There's a bunch of local ones. And then it's easy. And then you order online, you order the meal, and that's it. And they're like $10, $12 a meal. And then you lay them out. And that's your convenience. You're paying for your convenience. You have meals ready to go. You come back after work. You're done already. You got it. You put them in the microwave. You're done.
Meal and they taste prepping. Great. I've done a bunch of them. They taste amazing.
They're good. Yes, they are good. Yeah. And you have the satisfaction and the confidence that these are considerably healthy than anything else that you've probably done the rest of the week. Depending on your eating, right? So I highly suggest the meal prepping in that sense. If that is just too hard to do or fathom to cook a bunch of stuff on one day, just go get that online.
Yeah. Totally. Okay.
My positive ending.
Yay.
This cavalcade of ranting and raving. That this
Yeah. We'll eventually just change the name of the show to Aaron's Rants.
Okay. I don't know how you riled me up like this. I don't understand how you do
it. It's me. Okay. All right.
Is it? Maybe. I don't know because you asked me the question.
So I am. I don't
know how you get riled up.
I am. You're right.
But this is what you want from me, right? Isn't this what you really
basically
really want?
I mean,
I don't know.
It is. I'm not going to lie. It is.
I
But let me. Okay. So we'll start wrapping this up here. But let me give because I did promise I am going to give my recommendation. For for my
you sent workout me
music.
Oh, that. Oh
yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, no. What I sent you, that's later. That's not for now. Okay. That's sorry. Inside baseball everyone. Stuff. But okay. So. All right.
Oh, forget it. Okay.
So, I have one. Okay. So before I do my song recommendation, I do have one YouTube channel recommendation. This is just for information.
Okay.
So again, this is just me recommending it. This isn't Aaron's recommendation. He didn't vet it, but it's called, please excuse the douchey name. It's not as douchey as it sounds, but the name of the channel, it's a YouTube channel, is called Shredded Sports Science. It's a terrible name. Science. Shredded Sports Science. He's
like Social Sushi Saturday.
It is like social.
Bunch of asses. Shredded Sports Science. Shredded Sports Science. Seashelled by Seashore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Social sushi said, okay, shredded sports science. Okay, go with it.
He's funny. He's informative. He's like an exercise physiologist guy. He's this British guy. He has a great accent, but it's very informative. And then he kind of pokes holes at the junk side of Instagram fitness and YouTube fitness. So anyway, check it out on your free time. It's entertaining and very informative. Good. But here it is.
You know, can I say something about... How many? Oh, you have other sites. Okay, got it. Sorry.
No. I don't have... That's it. And then I'm going to give my music... Yeah,
oh,
this one.
Okay. I just wanted to say something about YouTube for a second.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it always a trip whenever you go on YouTube to like look at some do-it-yourself or like how-to video? It's always a British guy. It's always a British guy that's explaining something to you. Hi, gang. I'm here. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check out this blog.
Hold up. Wait. You just did an Aussie accent.
I guess that's it. Well, hello, everyone. I say...
Hello.
Be sure to check out my YouTube channel and to learn Microsoft Excel, it's very three easy steps. Please subscribe to my channel, like my
fix your it's lawnmower. Every time.
Is there any Americans that can do a do-it-yourself or how-to video? Are we that stupid? It's got to be some Brit or some Aussie.
They sound really reputable. They really do.
Is that
do.
Why?
So
do we need to learn how to do a British accent that we can just do the show in all British accent and then that'll get us more credibility?
I'm not saying don't do it.
What? No, I'm saying we should do it. We should learn how to do British accents. Hello, Summer. How are you?
Hello, hello, Aaron. How are you doing?
No, charcuterie. I'm not really a fan of tea, but I like my coffee.
Is
that what we're going to do? God.
That's shocking. Cheerio. Shocking.
Like us on Facebook. Like us on YouTube.
Please subscribe.
Right?
Hit that button. Rate and review.
Yes. We're doing it. That's it. Next week is going to be the Brit episode. That's it. That's all I got to say about That's all I got to say about YouTube. It's just like the British are taking over. That's it. British invasion.
Yeah.
How to videos.
Well, that's a quick way to figure out if it's going to be a good how to video. If you hear
not all of them are though. English. Not all of them are.
Okay.
Some crap ones, and they tell you nothing, and they just talk about like if there's like some video about like tutorial of like some screen sharing and here's a little clip I made about me looking at the flowers and here I am, but don't mind me and me looking at the flowers. Here's how you do Adobe Photoshop. I'm like, I don't give a shit what you're doing to flowers. Just tell me how to get from point A to point B. I'm like, here's a picture of me and my mom and here's Adobe Premiere. I don't give a shit. Just tell me how to do this part. They always do that.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So to finish things off, so this is my training song. This is like the song I listen to when I have to do a PR for I'm gonna deadlift my personal record for my deadlift.
Don't know that.
So it is a group called Kardashev, with a K, KARDASHEV, V as in Victor. So this is I don't know what you would call it. It's like a mix between death metal and thrash. They kind of blend genres.
Wow. Potpourri.
It's a potpourri of hardness, I guess. But anyway, the name of the song is Between Sea and Sky. Between Sea and Sky.
Okay.
This song is amazing. It is so good. And let me just say this. I don't really like death metal and stuff like that because it's kind of ridiculous with the and you can't understand what they're saying. And then when you do look up the lyrics, it just sounds like what an angry 12-year-old says because they want to seem dangerous. They talk about devils and whatever. It just seems kind of lame.
For
attention. But this song is from an album they did. It's a concept album I'm not going to get into it. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's a great album. It's called The Almanac. But Between Sea and Sky has got kind of these big kind of themes of exploration. And I'll just leave it at that. It is amazing. Wow. It is one of the best songs I have ever heard. And again, I don't listen to this music normally.
Right.
It's and the vocalist. Job. Yeah. The vocalist is amazing. He's amazing. So anyway, that's the song.
Not to say. That's unbelievable. Okay. Wow.
That was my recommendation. So
That's your workout song.
That was the training song. That is I'm gonna go balls to the wall.
PRs.
So save it, save it for PRs, okay, gang? Save it for the PR.
Save it for PRs. I'm just thinking, what if there was British death metal guys? There are, right?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Because the death metal guys are they're just doing and they're doing that, but then if they do like my page, subscribe to me. I have
my mom never loved me. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Right? Something about never love me. They're always using that line probably, never love me, right? Which goes back to if you're single and looking for training and single and eating. See, it goes back to that. Even the British guys are single and death metaling out. Never love me.
With their janky teeth. So anyway, what's coming up for the rest of the week? That's a big stuff coming up, right?
This past week was Keith Amamiya. Next week, Tuesday, that's going to be October. We're looking at October 14th. We have
October
14th. Prosecutor candidate Steve Ulm will be joining, and we get to hear he's the front runner based off the polls. So we'll get to talk right. to him. And then after that, next week, that'll be the 21st October, is Rick Blangiardi.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go from there. And I'm still trying to put together a mental health show. So I'm still trying to find a therapist that will want to be on to talk okay. with me, and someone in our demographic.
Yeah,
to talk
yeah,
with
yeah.
us about mental health. Not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Right. But not as easy as I thought. So there's that, trying to find okay. that person. And we just keep on moving from there. We got the new hip hop show that's starting Thursdays.
Yeah.
Is the best of 1994, the year in hip hop. That's another, because I made a disclaimer. I put this on the IG story. I don't know when
that's right.
we're probably hopefully upload this soon, but I wanted to beef up the audio content. Because yeah. right now, if you're a subscriber on Sleep Time's Over on iTunes, all you're getting is fitness shows. And you're like, what the fuck? Okay, so I get it, guys. All right. So if you're on there, thank you very much. But
yes,
I wanted
you.
To just diversify the audio-only shows that you're not just getting a fitness show.
Yeah.
When it was like dramatically different from what it was before. So
like, turning the Sleep Time.
Right. So I'm turning it into a network. I'm turning it into the Sleep yes. Time's Over network, where Thursday will be the hip-hop show, nostalgia show. Friday's fitness show. Hopefully some other days we'll have other shows. That's what I'm trying to do, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome.
It just comes down to time and putting it together, but right. that's the plan with this. So anybody listening to the audio, thank you first of all. And
yes,
anybody listening to this show at the end, thank you first of all, because you're probably like shocked, but that's the reason why there's only been fitness shows on for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So that's gonna change.
Can I make a suggestion for the music episodes when you get to 1996?
Okay.
Think about covering Brian Austin Green's album. I'm just saying. It did come out in 1996.
Yes, it did. And it probably will be covered.
Okay.
Because we shout out to Sky Cameron, who's yes, my co-host
Sky
on that
Cameron.
One.
Yep.
He, the other previous 93, 92 shows have been like 10,000 hours long. So he talks about he brings up every single thing that came out
yeah.
in that year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So
you're right.
Shows are literally like 5 or 6 hours long. So okay. I was like, no, let's just make this a weekly episodic thing.
Yeah.
And then we break it up like that because I'm going to lose my mind. So
and maybe just for yeah. like that Brian Austin Green album. I'm really fascinated by this album. I really am. And I
really
watched the video. I know.
Yep.
But the video, I would love to hear your thoughts on the video because it's intense. It's like,
I need to rewatch it. I honestly do not.
It's really, recall. It's so bad. It's good. It really is like, it jumps the shark into excellence to me. I can't stop watching it. I really can't stop watching it. It's so bad.
I will
it's so good.
I definitely need to rewatch this.
Yeah.
And I'll give you that's my teaser for next week is I will watch the Brian Austin Green video and give the review here on Fitness the Other F Word. If that doesn't get you iTunes people that are listening to fitness shows every week, if that doesn't get you to want to listen to yet another fitness show, I don't know what.
Listen We're up. Okay. Great. All right. So
there you have it.
If you want to reach Aaron, where can we reach you, Aaron, on Instagram or wherever?
Oh, of course. You got the Sleep Time's Over Show at Sleep Time's Over Show on Instagram.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Let me
follow the show on Instagram at Sleep Time's Over. Follow Facebook page. Like us. Follow our YouTube channel. Subscribe to Sleep Time's Over. And that's all I got. At www.sleeptimesover.com. That's all I got.
Sleeptimesover.com. Great. And if you need to reach me, my Instagram handle is Swayze808. Oh,
yeah. There we go. That's right. That's
Swazey.
That's right. That's Swayze is the new sexy. That's it.
Yeah, all right, gang. That's all I have. Anything else, Aaron?
Anything else? Really? No.
I'm just double checking. Okay.
No.
Okay.
That's
okay,
it.
Gang. Thanks a lot for tuning in to the craziness and the wackadoo as always. So remember, stay safe and wash your damn hands.